This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We're here for you each and every day. You're listening to AsaRx. Go to AsaRx.com. If you haven't found a provider in your area that believes the same way we do, then just go to the website. All there. We can help you find someone. Somebody on my team will help you get someone to take you by the hand and help. And now we've got a brand new system that we can find someone in your area not only, but partner you with a coach. And, of course, we've got Healthy University as well for you to be able to learn what it really takes to have the optimal health that you're looking for. How to, the step-by-step way of actually doing that can be really helpful and get you going in the right direction. Let's kick off the show with Patrick. Hi, Patrick.
My question about IT band, I had it in my right leg, and it went over to my left leg because of compensation. And I've tried a lot of things to get rid of it in my left leg, and it just won't seem to get out of my hip. I've tried acupuncture, stretching, ice baths. I'm on a good joint supplement, blah, blah, blah. I'm eating very healthy. My weight's good. All I'm doing is low-impact stuff, swimming and biking and jumping on a trampoline and lots of stretching.
Yeah, so the IT band is a whole different deal. Now, like anything within the body, when something is firing, as we call it, which is where it's active or activated, and it's in spasm, basically. The muscles around it get in spasm, whatnot. Usually it's a mineral deficiency. But you, in a case like that, though, you really want to have a full nutritional profile done, lab work, blood work, to see what your nutritional deficient levels are. Because you could just say, oh, that's magnesium, or oh, that's potassium. But that's still shooting in the dark. You know, it's a good best guess, but you don't want to be guessing. That's the one thing about nutrition I don't like, is that you may hear something I say, or we read something in the research, or read some blog online article, and it's like, oh, this is the greatest. The greatest thing ever. Everybody needs to be taking magnesium. We're all magnesium deficient, yada, yada. Well, but what is good for one person is not good for the other. It's what we call biochemical individuality. And you have to realize that nutrition needs to be strategic. It needs to have a plan. It doesn't need to be, let's try this, let's try that, because one thing can throw off an entire system. So the body is always striving to be in balance. Remember that, okay? So when you start messing with the equilibrium of the body, okay, and you start getting it out of balance, it's not real happy. Definitely not a happy camper. And he'll let you know it, the body, he or she, whatever. So you want to keep the body in as much of a balanced state as possible with this sort of thing. So with the IT band, number one, you got to figure out what your deficient areas are. Are they minerals? We got to figure that out. So that's number one. Number two is, of course, from a rehab perspective, what can you do to correct it? I like percussive therapy. It's really become on strong, and a lot of the athletic trainers are using it. Physical therapists are using it. Chiropractic physicians are using it. Percussive therapy is probably one of the best things I've seen when it comes to soft tissue strengthening and rehabbing, because it's something that you can do it with a provider, but now they've got some at-home therapy devices that you can, once you learn kind of the techniques, that you can use on yourself, and it produces tremendous, tremendous results. For example, I'll give you a great example just for myself, okay? So not too long ago, I was in a pair of sandals, and I walked off of a ledge or whatever, and I twisted my ankle. But it didn't really twist like normal, okay? So it like kind of half rolled, but it rotated more left to right than it did rolling over. And it made this pop noise. right? I'm like, great. I just messed up my ankle. So I could still walk on it, but it hurt real bad, and it didn't swell. Now, that's not a good sign, because normally when you have something like that and you have a no swelling with a pop noise, it means you broke one of the bones in your foot. Okay? I'm like, great. And, of course, me, yes, I am a physician. And, yes, I would tell you to not do this, but I did this, just being transparent. I was like, I'll be fine. Threw some ice on it. I'll be fine. Plus, I'm too busy. I don't have time. Right? Everything I tell you not to do. But just so you know, I talk to myself the way I talk to you. So I have these conversations with myself. And every morning when I get up to go to the gym, I don't know that a day that I've ever woke up and just fired up to go to the gym. I have to coach myself. I think that's why I'm so good at coaching you, because I have to coach myself so much all the time. So, you know, I said, I'll be fine, right? But deep down, I know. I'm like, man, you messed up your foot. You need to fix it. So I said, I'll be fine. Well, a week goes by, and it's not fine. And it's not swollen. I'm like, dang it, what have I done? So I don't think I broke my foot, but maybe I did break my foot. Okay, so I had a buddy of mine, we shot an x-ray, a couple of angles, and no break. Cortex on the foot's fine. I'm telling you this for a reason. So, of course, I'd always done percussive therapy in our clinics, but what happened was my friend, he's a colleague, he's a physician, has percussion in his office. And so we were working on the rehab strategy for it, and I was like, I know what it is. It's got to be the peroneus brevis, which is it's one of the little muscles down in the lower part of the foot, because it controls certain parts of the inversion and all that, right? And I said, put the percussor on that muscle, and he put the percussor, which is this vibrating tool, on that muscle, and I don't know. Giving birth, I'm sure, hurts. I'm sure it's probably one of the worst pains ever. And kidney stones are like unbelievable pain. But this thing, this percussion unit on this muscle had to rank in those two. It's like I came off the table. Like, I think I came off the table in the air. It hurt so bad. And so I had a percussive tool anyway at my office. And so I took the percussive tool home and I started doing it gently over a period of about 3 days. And the percussive therapy brings fluid to the area to enable rapid healing. That's what it does. So what I had done is I actually had strained my peroneus brevis muscle. And by doing the percussive therapy with that, it actually healed it to the point in about a 3-day time frame that I was at full activity. I mean full activity. Could run, and I could hardly walk. Okay? So it's amazing that percussive therapy, it's amazing what it can do. So the IT band, I'm just telling you that story personally, but the IT band is no different. Okay? If you work on the origin and insertion points of the IT band, iliotibial band, that's what that stands for, then it'll do wonders. It can really help. And then the low level laser, which is a cold laser, can be helpful too. And it's something that's fairly simple. Most sports type clinics have that. If they do anything with athletes, if they do anything with like orthopedics or physical therapy, they're going to have these lasers now. They're new in the last 10 years, probably FDA approved and all of that, but it makes a huge difference. Big difference. So look at percussive therapy, Hugh, for that, along with the nutritional deficiencies, and look at the laser therapy. And Patrick, that'll help tremendous with what you're going through. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to asarx.com. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, you should. Go to any of your favorite platforms. Look up AsaRx Experience. And you can, of course, be a part of what we do every single day and carry us with you. The main goal with what we do is to help you become the best version of you, to push you, to encourage you, to give you the tools and the information and the community to be able to reach your goals. We'll be right back.
Sports
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year.
Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at uchasenetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? We're here for you. Doesn't matter. Just remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. So the key is being encouraged. The key is knowing that if you're going a certain direction, you gain a bunch of weight, maybe you're taking three or four medications for something, and you know that it's just your own choices that got you there, whatever it is, know that you can win. You can win that battle. You can beat it. You can get to another level, and you don't have to be stuck where you are. That's what I want you to see more than anything, is that you don't have to stay where you are, and you don't have to feel stuck. Okay, your body can change. Remember, the body regenerates every single day. Each day, old cells die off, new cells form, and the cells turn over about every 90 to 120 days. We get brand new parts of our body every year. Pretty cool, huh? So, it's kind of like having a second chance, and a third chance, and a fourth chance, and a fifth chance. So, you have all these chances by making these choices, and that's what I just love about it. It makes a huge difference in your overall health when you make the right kind of choices. And that's what we want to help you do on the show. If you haven't signed up and subscribed for the podcast, make sure to do that. And if you're looking for a provider in your area that believes the same way we do, just go to asarx.com. We can partner you up with someone in your area to get you the help that you need. And don't forget, I'm giving away my book right now. Go to myfreehealthbook.com, myfreehealthbook.com. And all you got to do is you pay for the shipping, and I pay for the book. It's a pretty cool deal. So go there, and we're doing that right now just to help everybody during a time of crisis where people need good information to be able to encourage themselves and to get the help that you need. That's super important to us, and so we want to support you every way that we can. Let's get on the phones and go with Pam. Hi, Pam.
Hello. I have a health challenge with halitosis. I have good oral hygiene care. I floss, I brush, I rinse. But it seems for some reason every now and then something foul comes out.
So that's good. That's the misconception with the halitosis. It's people think that it's just the good oral hygiene, which you've got to have. I mean, you got to keep your teeth brushed and flossed and all of that. You want to have good oral hygiene on a regular basis. But the big thing about halitosis, remember, stinky breath equals stinky bowel. Okay? So just remember that. And so if you have halitosis, there's massive issues going on in the gut. And it's just because it's coming from the same spot. So if your gut is not healthy, breath will not be healthy. Okay? Clean gut, clean breath. It's not about the mint that you put in your body and that you put in your mouth. It's not about the how many times you brush your teeth and rinse and do the antibacterial rinse, all that. That's not doing it. It's not coming from your mouth. It's coming from deep down in your gut. So that means the bacterial flora, what we call the microbiome, big fancy word. The microbiome is the environment of the gut. It's your overall environment. And the microbiome's got to be clear. It needs to have the right kind of bacteria, a good balance of the right kind of bacteria. And if you get that in place, then the halitosis will usually take care of itself. So that's kind of the main overview of what needs to be done. I would look at that first and foremost and build a game plan. Now, the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, if you can look at that. But our coaching, we have an entire system based around that. And, of course, if you go to asarx.com, we've got a complete system on how to get you into the right place and into the right space that will help you get to the next level, okay? So that's the one. But halitosis is not just like, oh, you ate too many onions, or, oh, you know, there's this going on. It's a gut issue. So you got to make sure you get rid of things like yeast, candida, as we call it, fungal-type issues, histamine, inflammation. You want to clear all that out of your gut and digestive system so that everything will work right. That's kind of your target and your goal. Needs to be in that direction, okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 7272. Whatever you're struggling with, just know this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is the medicine. So medicine, again, a lot of people think it's just a pill. It's not. Your choices. That's the best medicine. Always. So let's talk about some habits of healthy people. And when I talk about habits, it's really what you do every single day that's going to determine your overall health. Did you know that? You don't just get diabetes for no reason. Okay? You get diabetes because of your habits. You don't get high blood pressure for no reason, for just genetics. You get high blood pressure because of your habits. So, and even arthritis, you say, well, you know, it's a genetic thing. No, really, it's what you do. Your habits. You know, if you've been carrying around a lot of extra body weight, then that's the issue. You know, if you're carrying around a bunch of extra body weight, then that's a major issue. And that's what will cause you to really be challenged. And that's what's going to cause you to really not be able to focus on your health is making those kind of choices. So when you get heavy, for example, it puts extra stress on your joints. Yes, that can cause arthritis. But did you know that arthritis is mostly caused by what's going on in the inside of the gut? And that's one of the big keys. So number one on your habits, and we're going to jump into these for a little bit, but number one on your habits is I want you to really focus on your relationship with exercise. Okay, because I think this is the hardest one. I can get anyone to eat, I don't know, broccoli, okay, instead of french fries. I can get anybody to eat salmon or tuna instead of fried chicken. Like, that's an easy thing. But the exercise, I think, is one of the main ones that you've got to get somebody to really buy into. Because it's not easy. That's the hard one. That's the one that takes a lot of effort. So if somebody, when you're having certain choices that you have to make, I would put exercise at the top. And this is where it comes into that whole strong mind piece. You got to have a strong mind. Have to. Okay? And no matter what, you've got to be in a position where you can make those good choices. So exercise and getting your mind ready is the main thing. Now, look, here's the thing. You don't have to do weightlifting or, you know, don't associate it with that. Exercise can be any kind of activity. Racquetball, tennis, basketball, walking, jogging, lifting weights, doing exercise videos, whatever it is. The main thing about that is you have to find something that works for you that you stick to.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Search and rescue crews found four more victims in the rubble of the collapsed Florida condominium tower on Monday as thunderstorms from the outer bands of Tropical Storm Elsa slowed rescue efforts. The death toll now stands at 28, with 117 residents remaining unaccounted for. The additional discoveries coming after the portion of the building that had remained standing after the initial collapse was demolished Sunday night. Officials say the demolition of the remaining structure was accelerated by the approach of Elsa, and concerns that winds from the storm could further damage or bring down the remaining section of the building. Rescuers say the demolition has allowed them to search the entire area for the first time. And an NHL player has died after an accident at a holiday gathering. Police in Novi, Michigan say Columbus Blue Jackets goalie Mattis Kivlenix died of chest trauma after being struck by a malfunctioning fireworks mortar. Kivlenix was 24. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Supreme Court has ruled that an Amish group in Minnesota doesn't have to comply with county building codes. Wendy King has the details.
The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a Minnesota Amish community that opposed a county requirement to install a septic system to treat wastewater from their homes. The Swartz and Truber community members who opposed the use of modern technologies due to their religion fought the requirements by Fillmore County, which was put in place in 2013. The septic system would filter and treat so-called gray water, which is left over from use in bathing, cooking, and laundry. The Supreme Court overturned a lower court's ruling requiring the Amish families to comply, saying it imposes on their religious freedom. The community offered instead to install less sophisticated treatment systems that use wood chip filled basins to filter the gray water. The county denied that as an option and threatened to declare their homes uninhabitable. Supreme Court Associate Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote that the county officials have subjected the Amish families to threats of reprisals and inspections of their homes and farms. They've attacked the sincerity of the Amish faith. In this country, neither the Amish nor anyone else should have to choose between their farms and their faith. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And tropical storm warnings are being issued in the Florida Keys and southwest coast of the state as Tropical Storm Elsa moves away from Cuba after dropping heavy rains. The storm is forecast to move near or over Florida late Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Come on, let's talk about it. That's what this show's about, taking you to the next level, getting you to the next level with your health and with your life. 888-283-7272. This is Asa. I'm listening to Asa RX. Go to AsaRx.com. So let's talk about healthy habits. One is exercise. And these are some basics that I really want to jump into. You have to have a healthy relationship with exercise. Okay? Like, there is no more, I don't want to do it. I don't want to. You know, I can tell you this. I do like to train and I like to exercise. Okay? But I like to do it on my time. If I'm going to do it, I want to do it when I want to do it. And let's just face it. When you have a day full of responsibility and you run several companies and you've got a family and you've got kids, like, I learned a long time ago when I was in medical school that, I mean, for me to get things done, I was never a morning person. I really wasn't. And I had to make myself do that. And even to this day, my passion for everything really wakes me up. But to work out in the morning and all that, always I have to make myself do that. Like it's one of those things. I can't remember a day I just woke up and said, woo, you know, let's go work out. It was, I had to coach myself like I do with you. I have to push myself to even do it. I have self-talk. Like I'm literally having a conversation with myself. And that's okay, but I've got a good relationship. You know, I've realized that no matter what, after I finish, I feel better. There's never been a workout I've had, even when it wasn't that great of a workout, right? And I've had good ones and bad ones. They're all good because at the end of the day, I feel great. I accomplished something. I'm glad I did it. So find something you love to do and then find a time to do it. I like doing it first thing in the morning. If I don't get it done first thing in the morning, typically it's just not going to happen. So, or it's a struggle to make it happen and I have to miss some other things to get it in. And sometimes that is, you know, it's just not feasible. So that's just find a way to get your exercise in at a time that works for you. But usually first thing in the morning is good for most people. That way you don't miss and you can stay consistent. Now, another one is there's a big movement right now with a lot of people that says no days off, hustle, grind, you know, this whole deal. And I agree with that. You got to push. But I do think you need at least 1 to 2 days of rest, and I mean complete rest days. The body needs it. You need it mentally, you need it emotionally, you need it physically. And they've proven that rest days actually helps increase performance all the way around. So take rest days, but plan them. Please plan them. You know, one thing is a pet peeve of mine, I don't miss my workouts. I haven't missed a workout. This sounds crazy, but I haven't missed a workout in 32 years now. Wow. So that says a lot. So in a long time. Since I started working out, I have not missed a day. Now, I have taken off days. And if some circumstance made me miss a day, then the off day that I had scheduled, I would take up and use that as a workout day. Okay? Follow me? So, you have to be committed. Committed to yourself, committed to becoming better, committed to not giving up on your goals. And, you know, as much as exercise is important, your rest is important too, because health and healing comes with rest. There's a reason that we have to rest. There's a reason you have to sleep at night, because the body has to recover and regenerate. It dumps out toxins. There's so much that happens when you're resting. And so you want to plan rest days off. I always say at least 1 a week, definitely 1 a week, but even 2 for some people is even, you know, very, very important. But plan your rest days, all right? Now, don't exercise to eat. A lot of people think you'll just, you know, you can eat all the cake and the donuts and everything you want. You'll just do extra cardio, right? You'll stay on the treadmill for another hour. Don't do that. You can't do that. You'll never out-exercise a bad diet. It will not. It won't happen. It won't happen. So make sure that you eat, okay, in a way, and exercise is like you're eating for the fuel to live your day and to exercise. That's why you eat, not for entertainment and not for enjoyment and not to eat whatever you want and thinking that exercise is going to burn it off. You just can't. It's wrong mindset. It won't work. And it doesn't produce good health in the meantime. We're talking about healthy habits right now. You're listening to Asa RX. You can check us out, asarx.com. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, make sure you do. It's on all the platforms. Just look up Asa RX Experience and you can easily join in on that conversation. We'd love to have you each and every day with us. Also, you can give me a call, 888-283-7272. Now, when we're talking about healthy habits, number one, the other one is you want to go with the flow. And what I mean by that is when you find something in your day-to-day routine that you like, whether it's racquetball, tennis, walking, jogging, whatever, you know, drinking kombucha drinks, protein shakes that you really like, your green drinks, your fresh lemon water in the morning when you wake up, whatever it is, develop a routine and then get in that flow. So what works well for someone else may not work well for you, but find your own flow. Find what works well for you. And, you know, when you take these principles that we talk about here in the show and you hear and you learn certain things, find out what works for you, right? But put it into a system and then get consistent with your system, right? Like if you like to go to bed at 10 o'clock every night, go to bed at 10. Don't go to bed at 8, then at 2 in the morning, and then, you know, get a routine. The body loves routine. So you want to get into a system where your body really is in that routine, but it's a health routine. not a sporadic unhealthy routine. All right, know what you like. Okay, that kind of goes along the same lines. But also mix things up. Now, the way you want to mix things up is in your exercise. So if you like to walk or jog or whatever, you might want to mix up how you do that. Maybe you walk at a track one day or, you know, run stairs at a stadium, or you run up and down some steps as you're jogging along your path. Whatever it is, if you go to the gym and you like to do weights all the time, maybe you switch over to bands or do body weight exercises. But mix up how you do what you do, and the body will respond. The one thing about exercise, the body likes variation. And the more you vary it, the more you use variant in your exercise, and you really mix things up and you vary the weight load and the intensity, the body really responds well to that. So think about mixing it up, how you can do that. And that's a great way to go. Get support. Get around a community. One thing we have here is an amazing, amazing community of people that just want to get better. Every day they want to get better. They want to just thrive. They want to grow. They want to get better. They want to get stronger, leaner, faster, stronger, smarter, and become the best version of themselves. Like, that is who we are, and that's what we do, and that's what we want to help you do. So get into a good community group, people around you, like-minded, that want to really go to that next level. And then do it for the mental benefits too. So we know so much about the mental health benefits of exercise, but being consistent, you'll be amazed that when you set goals each day, even as much as a 15-minute walk or jumping on a mini trampoline or going to the gym and working out, just not only is it good for you physically, like, is it going to help you physically, but what it does for you in the emotional side of an accomplishment is amazing. So what it'll say to you is, you can trust yourself. You can trust yourself to do well. You can trust yourself that you'll follow through. You can trust yourself that you can make it happen. That's the key. So be consistent with whatever choices that you make when it comes to your health, okay? Habits are everything. You will become a sum total of your habits. And if you sow your habits, you're going to reap a character that becomes who you are. And you sow good character, and that reaps your destiny. So those are true statements. And you want to decide who you want to become, how you want to become that, and what direction you want to go. It is a massive, massive shift in what you do. We want to see you live well always. So go to 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to asarx.com. Let's get over to Carl. Hi, Carl.
I've been suggested that I have a UroLift for bladder control and for an enlarged prostate, and I'm wondering if that's my only alternative, whether or not I can do this through diet and exercise, or would the UroLift be the best way to go? I know that I'm being very general, but that's my concern. Thank you.
Yeah, the UroLift is a good procedure, but regardless of that, you want to build the muscles around the pelvic floor. It's always important for a male or female, and there are certain exercises that you can do for that. Your doctor can help you with that, by the way, urologist. But from a nutritional perspective, yeah, you want to do everything you can internally to build up a good, healthy environment. And that's going to involve several things. You know, it's going to involve you cutting out inflammation in the body. It's going to involve you making sure that you get the right kind of fatty acids in on a regular basis, that you get the gut bacteria and the microbiome to be a certain way. And that involves using probiotics and certain types of enzymes and building up the hydrochloric acid in the stomach, because it usually declines over time, so that your digestion improves and all of that gets better. There's a whole way of improving overall health, digestive health, mental health, all of it. It all comes together. Remember, strong mind, strong body, strong life. Those are the three keys. And so you have to put that together to really win in this game. That's the deal. You have to do that to win. And so we want to see you do that. So, I mean, if you need help, just get with one of our coaches, one of our providers that can get you the help that you need to take you to that next level. Our providers are key. Those are coaches that will take you by the hand and walk with you in a process like this. And we've got, you know, providers all over the country, and our coaches are there to help you with whatever you need. But this is something that you're going to want to get lab work done, check for nutritional deficiencies, build up those areas, understand what's weak and what's strong, and then, you know, of course, the exercises I was talking about can be helpful as well. But, you know, the main issue is there is no.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to AsaRx.com. Let's kick off and go with Heather. Hi, Heather.
Yes, my question is on fertility. My 31-year-old son has been told that he has decreased fertility due to all three factors: decreased sperm count, decreased motility, and irregular shaped sperm. And the only thing suggested would be in vitro. So I was wondering what could be done naturally that would change that. Very much appreciate it.
Sure. Yeah, so a couple things can happen. Remember that when you're talking about motility, and you're also talking about the type of sperm count and the volume, a couple things can happen. Now, from a natural standpoint, there's a lot you can do. Zinc is the number one deficient mineral in men, and outside of magnesium. But zinc is responsible for sperm count directly. It has a massive impact on it. So increasing his zinc, whether by food or supplementation, a lot of times when you get low, you have to increase it with a supplement form. But zinc glycinate is a good version of that. Zinc chelate is really good too. But you got to take it with food. Don't ever take those by themselves, because minerals absorb a lot better with food. You'll get a better absorption rate. So I would use the zinc. Zinc is really, it's got all kinds of studies behind it. And your omega-3 fatty acids play a role as well. Now, when it comes to overall sperm count, from a medical standpoint, there are, like with fertility doctors, what they'll typically do for men, they have found that Clomid, which is a drug that really doesn't have a whole lot of side effects, that's the good news about it, but what it does is it actually increases the sperm count in men, and that's what it's taken for. Now, it was originally made for females, but they found that it works really well. The male chemistry doesn't create any side effects. I mean, little things, but nothing that's detrimental that doesn't fade once you finish the drug. So you might want to look into that, because most people don't know about it. And frankly, it's such a cheap, inexpensive drug. It's been around forever. Doctors, unless they've studied kind of their most recent findings, they don't really even consider that something that would be used for men in any capacity. So you might want to talk to his doctor about it. And that's an option, but I would look at the natural route first, because getting him tested for zinc and seeing what his level is on a blood test and finding out what that is, and then getting the blood built up with zinc can be a major piece for him. I've seen that be one of the major players for people getting pregnant, and for, you know, for the sperm count and everything to be working better is low amounts of zinc. It's like number one. And you know, when you're talking about sperm quality, stress plays a big role too. Having him get enough rest between 7 to 8 hours a night minimum on a consistent basis, lowering cortisol levels in the body through certain adaptogens can be helpful. And, you know, again, I've got a whole list of that. If you go to AsaRx.com or get with one of our body coaches, they can go through that with you. But that's one of the main keys. Okay. Because you can raise it up, and there are ways medically to do that with medicine, but you can do it naturally as well. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website, go to AsaRx.com. So Americans, they say, have shorter lifespans than people in similar nations. Why is that? Well, there's car crashes, shootings, drug overdoses, which cause about 100,000 deaths a year in the U.S. And that may explain why Americans' life expectancy is lower than similar countries. But American life expectancy is about 2 years shorter than residents of Austria, Denmark, Finland, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, Spain, Sweden, and the United Kingdom, just to say the least. So for the U.S. men, the difference translates from 76.4 years versus 78.6 years where in those countries it's 81.2 years versus 83.4 years. About 50% of the gap for men and about 20% for women is due to just those cases of injury. Now, this is all from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, all their statistics. So the team found that, of course, with the shootings and things that go on, that greatly reduces the life expectancy. But Dr. David Katz, who's president of the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, which I'm a professional member of and just a huge advocate for, says, we have long had clear evidence that life expectancy in the U.S. lags behind many of our peer countries around the world. And here we're told why. There are ongoing efforts in both law enforcement and engineering to reduce toll of car crashes and reduce a lot of these unexpected causes of death. And, you know, so the whole point of me talking about this is that the injuries that factor into a lot of these numbers play a role too. So as we get better, everything, right? As we get better with learning about science, our eating habits, our exercise, stress management, as we get better with all of that, then lifespan you're going to see increase. As we get better at managing things like car crashes and shootings, and as we work on that aspect of our culture and our socialization of our environment, as we work on that, it's going to help the overall life expectancy. So those numbers have other factors in it more than just disease, you know, more than just heart disease and diabetes and all that. There's other factors. But our lifespan, overall, the good news is, okay, our lifespan is slowly increasing in numbers. That's the good news. We may be lagging behind some of the other countries, but we're still increasing. I mean, it has jumped massive in the last decade. And I suspect with everything that we're learning for lifespan, because longevity is one of my main topics for people. It's really helping people in that second half of life to live long and live strong and be able to do everything they want to do. But, you know, this is one of those things that you have to focus in on. And we know that the research that we're having now is making a huge impact. So you can live longer if you make good choices. And you keep your environment strong, then you can live strong and do really, really well. And on this show and here and our companies, we want to help you do that. Go to AsaRx.com. We're always here for you. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, make sure to do so. It comes out every single day. Just go to your favorite platform, look up AsaRx Experience. It puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Lyle Valentine, Derek Allen, John Garrison, our chief engineer, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person that you learned on the show. And together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show. It helps you reach your potential and become the best version of you.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.